Stop 2. Washington State Coliseum, Key Arena. The large sports arena that we call Key Arena was originally built to house the World of Tomorrow exhibit for the 1962 World's Fair. Well-known modernist architect Paul Theury designed the building with the intention of it being converted into a sports venue after the fair. As principal architect of Century 21, Theury directed the site planning and managed other architects. Alan Stein, co-author of The Future Remembered, The 1962 Seattle World's Fair and Its Legacy, describes Theory's buildings as looking to the future.
That was Paul Theury, and that was one of those things you see all the time now. You don't think much of it, but at the time, that was really cutting-edge architecture, to have this big concrete structure that you could have big open space inside. There was a big exhibit there during the fair, but of course afterwards there were concerts, there was the basketball games, all that kind of stuff, and it was really unique the way that was built with all the hanging panels up in the ceiling. So that was really a forward piece of architecture.
During the fair, Key Arena was called the Washington State Coliseum or the Washington State Pavilion. Inside the building at the fair, the World of Tomorrow exhibit dazzled visitors. Businesses and organizations used the space to showcase their technological advances. The American Library Association, Pan American Airways, General Motors, and the Radio Corporation of America were among those featured in the Coliseum. In the center of the Coliseum was the Bubbleator, a plexiglass 4,200-pound orb that lifted visitors to an enormous formation of conjoined aluminum cubes and a multisensory show about the future. Merle Hanley attended the World's Fair with his family.
The one thing that I remember related to space was that they had a Bubbleator.
We ride up into this fabulous world of the future, not on elevators, but on a Bubbleator, carrying 100 people at once.
Had a big bubble shape over the whole thing. It looked like somebody had put a balloon over it and pumped it up with air, resembling an elevator that went right up into space.
To the southwest of the Coliseum was the NASA Pavilion, a $2 million exhibit which gave Americans a comprehensive introduction to the U.S. space program. A replica of the Friendship 7, the spacecraft that made history when U.S. astronaut John Glenn orbited the Earth in February 1962, was on display. And for 1 week in August, the real spacecraft was exhibited, drawing large crowds.